Okay, and ladies and gentlemen, in the name of the Almighty, the Creator, the Sustainer, I bid you peace and blessings. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And thank you very much for attending our event today. And for those that have come from across other areas of London, from outside Imperial College, special appreciation for your attendance. So I'm just going to start very briefly just by reciting a few verses from the Holy Quran to try and set the scene for the topic that we're going to read today. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الأبرار يشربون من كأس كان مزاجها كافورا إن الأبرار يشربون من كأس كان مزاجها كافورا عينا يشرب بها عباد الله يفجرونها تفجيرا يوفون بالنذر ويخافون يوما كان شره مستطيرا ويطعمون الطعام على حبه مسكينا ويطعمون الطعام على حبه مسكينا ويتيما وأسيرا إنما نطعمكم لوجه الله إنما نطعمكم لوجه الله لا نريد منكم جزاء ولا شكورا صدق الله العظيم. I'm just going to read the translation as well. In the name of the Almighty, in the name of God, the most merciful, the most beneficent. As to the righteous, they shall drink of a cup mixed with kafur, a fountain where the devotees of God do drink, making it flow unstinted in an unstinted abundance. They perform their vows, and they fear a day whose evil flies far and wide. And they feed for the love of Allah, the indigent, the orphan, and the captive, saying to them, "We feed you for the sake of Allah alone. No reward do we desire from you, nor thanks." I'm just going to repeat the last two verses because they're very relevant to our talk today. They perform their vows and they fear a day whose evil flies far and wide. And they feed for the love of Allah, the indigent, the orphan, and the captive, saying, "We feed you for the sake of Allah alone. No reward do we desire from you, nor any thanks." I believe in the Lord and His word. So ladies and gentlemen, thanks very much for attending today. Just to set the scene really for the events that we've had in the past few weeks held by the Imperial College Ahlul Bayt Society, and they've been mainly covering throughout months of October and November about the economic crisis. And we've had about a series of three events, starting with economic genocide. And we had a film screen by John Pilger, and we also had Professor Rodney Shakespeare coming and talking about binary economics and how there is a new model paradigm for the economic crisis. And it really developed a good idea about the problem in the bad distribution of economic wealth throughout the world today. And this really follows on to our event today regarding the food crisis and peak oil. Now, we live in a world, especially in this country, whereby we have so many things available to us. For example, you can go to Asda, which is operates a 24-hour service. You can get what you want, when you want. You can also, when you drive down the M4, the M25, there's also service stations as you go, for example, towards Oxford. And they're open all the time, and you can get what you want from them. Even Imperial College Library is operating a 24-hour service. I'm sure you've all seen the cafe down there. It's got a nice variety. So you can really get what you want, when you want. Now, I'd just like to divert your attention to the front page of the Metro on Tuesday this week and compare it to what I've just told you about having everything available for you. You can see here on the left the infamous "I'm a celebrity, get them out of here," whereby the contestant here has to eat bugs in order to gain a reward or achieve something in the challenge. However, on the right, you have a child from Zimbabwe who has to eat bugs to stay alive. And then compare that to the UNICEF quote, whereby 30,000 children die each day because of poverty. And also, as well as that, around 30% of all children living in developing countries are underweight or stunted. 30,000 children dying each day, that's more than the populace of this campus. That's a hell of a lot of numbers of people to die. And really compare that to this availability, this abundance that we live around us today. So really what I want you to do is to approach this event today and to think, is this abundance going to last forever? Is everything going to be as available to you as what it is today? And as well as that, I'd also want you to think about the next part of the event, as well as food crisis, looking at the peak oil, which is the running out of oil in the next few years. I'm sure this will become a lot more apparent to you throughout the talk. Oil has become like the most crucial economic driving force of the world today. Many foreign policies are decided because of it, and many wars are fought because of oil. And if this is going to run out in the next few years, what is the implication on our lives? And what is the implication of food crisis on our lives as well? So we really want to wake everybody up and to try and see these problems today and hopefully to find solutions. Now, the speaker that we have for today is Dr. Nafiz Musaddaq Ahmed. We're very happy to bring him again after last year's talk on the Hidden Holocaust. That was 10th of November 2007, whereby he looked at the different paradigms for the global crisis. But today we're going to look more, a lot more focused on the food crisis and the peak oil rather than taking a huge bite-sized chunk. Dr. Nafiz Ahmed is the Executive Director of the Institute for Policy Research and Development. He also lectures international relations at Sussex University. And as well as that, he's done a lot of research on terrorism and the 7/7 bombings as well. And his research has been used in the 9/11 Commission. Just to remind you, we're going to have the talk, which will last about an hour, followed by a good opportunity for questions and answers. And following that, you will be able to have refreshments outside. So I'd like to welcome Dr. Nafiz Ahmed to the lecture. Thank you very much. Thank you.